I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas.
In the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.
KSL News Radio, Utah's all-day companion for news.
Good morning. KSL News Time is now 6 o'clock. It's Wednesday, the 16th day of September. This is Utah's Morning News. I'm Tim Hughes.
And I'm Amanda Dixon. Right now, downtown, 59 degrees.
Some freeway delays while crews wrap up construction. I'm Andy Farnsworth. Let's start this hour with a developing story in Bountiful, where police are investigating a deadly officer-involved shooting.
It happened last night in front of a high school. KSL News Radio's John Wojcik joins us live with the latest. John?
Yeah, Amanda, just before 10:30 last night, Bountiful Police received a call that a man was armed with a rifle and a bow and arrow outside Viewmont High School. Reports are that when officers arrived, multiple shots were fired and the suspect was presumed dead at the scene. Multiple officers were involved in the shooting, although none were injured. The Davis County Protocol team is now investigating the shooting. We just learned in the past hour also that Viewmont High School will be on a two-hour delay because of the police shooting. So far, police have not identified the suspect, only saying that he's a white male in his mid to late 20s. Currently, there's no known affiliation with the high school or why the suspect was even there. It's also unknown if the suspect shot first, how many shots were fired, or why shots were fired in the first place. Live, John Wojcik, KSL News Radio.
Nine people have been sent to the hospital after a crash along I-80 near Saltaire. KSL News Radio's Mary Richards has the latest. Mary?
Tim, the word we got last night was that one of those people is in extremely critical condition and the others in critical or serious condition. A Ford Expedition and a pickup truck pulling a trailer crashed head-on on the frontage road by Saltaire. Then both vehicles caught fire. There were seven people in the Expedition, all from out of state, two people in the pickup. Now authorities have been trying to figure out what happened with an accident reconstruction team. A trooper driving by saw the flames. Live, Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
Tooele County commuters have a new exit-only lane meant to clear up congestion. The extra westbound exit lane is on I-80 between SR 201 and SR 36. Drivers know accidents in that stretch can cause big delays.
When there is a crash, our crews will be able to clear the crash much faster, and also the additional lane will allow us to move traffic around that crash.
UDOT spokesman John Gleason says this new lane could reduce delays by up to 80% after bad crashes.
Utah lawmakers are looking at tougher penalties for rioters.
Following several protests that turned violent in and around Salt Lake City this year, sheriffs from across Utah are asking lawmakers to do more. Representative Lee Perry, who used to be a Utah Highway Patrolman, is open to the idea, but it's a balance.
We want to encourage protesting, but we do not want to encourage rioting.
What would those penalties look like? Lawmakers will study their options, like increasing jail time or making people pay more in damages. Rioting's already a misdemeanor in Utah, but it can become a felony if you hurt someone, have a weapon, or cause substantial property damage. Kelly Pierce, KSL News Radio.
Hurricane Sally gained strength just as she arrived. KSL's top national stories this hour with Sean Michael Lyle live at the KSL National News Desk.
Amanda, Sally has landed near Gulf Shores, Alabama as a Category 2 hurricane with a high storm surge and 100-mile-an-hour winds. WALA's meteorologist notes,
in fact, it's increased its intensity right before landfall, and that is a very unusual thing.
Also unusual, Sally's tedious 2-mile-an-hour pace tearing through the coast. Smoke from West Coast wildfires reaching New York City and Washington, D.C. Back in the West, air quality has become dangerous.
I thought the rain was going to clear it up, but we only got like a little drizzle last night.
35 people confirmed dead, but the chaos caused by so many fires leading to difficulty accounting for the missing. ABC News held a town hall with President Trump last night. He offered hope for a coronavirus vaccine.
We're within weeks of getting it. You know, it could be 3 weeks, 4 weeks, but we think we have it. Johnson & Johnson, Pfizer, we have great companies, and they're very, very close.
Former Vice President Biden campaigned in Florida last night at a Hispanic Heritage Month event. Live at the KSL National News Desk, Shawn Michael Lyle, KSL News Radio.
A deadly elevator accident is under investigation this morning in Boston.
38-year-old Carrie O'Connor was a French lecturer at Boston University. Witnesses say she was moving into an apartment building, had a box in her hands when she got onto the elevator and was crushed by the lift when it suddenly dropped.
And she either panicked and went to jump off or panicked and didn't stay on.
Neighbor Leanne Scarzoni says screams were heard. O'Connor's body trapped between floors in the gruesome accident. The building dates back to the 1920s. The elevator said to be old as well. A man who witnessed the woman's death had to be taken to a hospital for trauma. Derek Dennis, ABC News.
KSL weather with Grant Wayman. Smoky skies and warmer than usual temperatures continue for today and tomorrow, but then a storm moves in.
And we're looking for temperatures to drop from the 90s today, tomorrow, to only 70s on Saturday and Sunday. And again, a chance of rain showers and thunderstorms on our Saturday. I know it's the weekend, but we could definitely use the rain. So right now it looks like we've got a shot of getting some raindrops in here Friday evening and parts of Saturday as well.
Grant says by Monday and Tuesday, we will be back into the lower 80s.
Coming up on KSL, the Davis School District is looking at a new plan to get students back in the classroom.
And Triple Team traffic.
Well, everything's reopened in Utah County. Looks like we still have just a tiny bit of slowing northbound 15 in Sandy as we wait for some of that to reopen. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL News Time, 6:05.
Think you know the story? Think again.
We're not seeing real debates in front of the American people.
Both sides. What are you afraid of?
Challenge your thinking with Boyd Matheson. Inside Sources. 11 till 12 on KSL News Radio. Utah's all-day companion for news.
The world we live in right now is surreal. And as we all figure out how to navigate the upcoming weeks, Associated Mortgage wants you to know that they're here for you. Lending is continuing and mortgage rates are flirting with historic lows. So now's an amazing time to refinance. Associated Mortgage has refinancing programs to lower your payment and drop PMI. Refinance and get funds for your home improvement project or consolidate debt. If you're ready to refinance and you've been quoted a rate higher than 2.375%, then call Associated Mortgage right now. Associated Mortgage has the lowest interest rates in the state with a 30-year fixed rate mortgage today at 2.375%. Lower your payment without any out-of-pocket closing costs and save thousands. Call Associated Mortgage now at 801-943-1999. 801-943-1999. 2.625% APR based on 30-year conventional fixed rate loan, $280,000 OAC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 51389.
Donate your car to Charity Hotline. This is Guido. Roger.
Hi, Roger, I'd like to donate my car.
Yeah, good. Leave the keys in it, park it on the street, and we'll send a thug. Tow.
Where's your office?
In New Jersey. Where do you want it to be?
Well, Roger, yeah. I want to make sure my donation helps Utah kidney patients.
It will.
Which ones?
Well, you know, does it matter?
Yes, I want the money to stay in Utah.
And boy, have you got the wrong number.
If you want your car donation to help people here in Utah, turn your car into a kidney car for the National Kidney Foundation of Utah and Idaho. Hi, this is Luz Lewis Perez. Kidney Cars is the Beehive State's number one choice for charity car donation since 1990. When you donate your car to Kidney Cars, funding stays in Utah to help local Utah kidney patients and funds local medical research. Kidney Cars gets donors the highest tax deduction, along with free towing. Visit towcars.org and learn more. That's towcars with a K, like kidney. That's TOWKARS.org.
Hey, if you're just joining us, we're keeping an eye on Hurricane Sally that made landfall early this morning in Gulf Shores, Alabama. But while the focus is on Alabama, Pensacola, Florida, now reporting 2 feet of rain already since the storm moved in. We'll keep an eye on it with the help of ABC throughout the morning.
Utah's 2020 school year.
After lots of frustration, the Davis School District will be moving to a new plan to get students back in the classroom. This change comes after the school board heard from parents and decided a change was necessary.
We should understand our risks. However, the hybrid system is not worth what we're doing to our children.
For the most part, we feel safe. Please allow us the right to continue to feel safe at work.
With only 2 weeks of data, the district says the hybrid model has helped limit the number of students needing to be quarantined, but hasn't led to fewer infections. Phase two will be to move students back to class Monday through Friday.
A little girl who became a YouTube sensation by beating all the boys at football is now fighting to get girls' tackle football into Utah high schools, and she's taking that fight to federal court. We get the details from KSL TV's Debbie Worthen.
According to the UHSAA, the main issue here is interest. But one attorney for several girls told the Deseret News two-thirds of 15 female players he interviewed had been sexually assaulted by players. So there are a few issues at hand. Some will be determined by a judge in the next few weeks. The others may take a lot longer and could include a separate trial.
17-year-old Sam Gordon disagrees with the UHSAA and says, judging by her club team, there are plenty of girls who want to play tackle football. KSL News Time, 6:09. It's time to get our first good triple team traffic look at how the roads are doing. Brought to you by Mountain America Credit Cards. Find your fave. And it's Andy Farnsworth to get us started.
Well, Tim, so far so good, at least on I-15. We've got a little bit of a wait in the far right lane just before the 90th South overpass as they pull off the barrels from overnight roadwork. But there was some slowing as far north as 7200 South last hour. That is cleared out. If you're heading out to Tooele County, westbound I-80, just a little bit heavy in that new area where they're finishing up the work near the Lake Point exit, just before the Lake Point exit. They're going to open that up later this morning, but the barrel's still on the road now. Eric?
We have some southbound congestion right now at this very early hour on I-15 entering Utah County. This is right at Timpanogos Highway. By the time you get to 2100 North, it's all gone. Your path back to normal speed. So we'll see if that's a crash, maybe just some debris in the road. I-15 northbound, no problems from Provo to Lehigh. Heather.
Pretty good drive right now through Weber and Davis County. No delays if you're southbound I-15 between Ogden and Salt Lake. Same story on Legacy and US 89. For those of you who may be heading north toward the Idaho border, we do have a report of a vehicle on fire. It's on I-84, about 9 miles before you get to Snowville, and it is causing a little bit of slowing in that area. At Alta Bank, they know getting through tough times means helping each other. So together, we will go higher than ever before. AltaBank.com. Heather Kelly in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the 9th. And I think we're going to get warm today, but let's check the details with you, Grant.
Another warm day out there along the Wasatch Front with sunshine and a little smoke in the atmosphere. 91 the high, more the same tomorrow, 92. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
Starting your morning in the 50s, it's 59 degrees downtown.
I love a good rags to riches story. We've got one coming up on KSL News Radio.
Can't wait to share it with you at 102.7 FM and 1160 AM. And thanks, as always, for starting this Wednesday with Tim and Amanda on KSL News Radio, Utah's all-day companion for news. Amanda and I love when we get the chance to visit with Rob Anderson out at Superior Water and Air and just kind of pick his brain about his philosophy on business. And he's always had this attitude, Amanda, that no big sale is worth the loss of a longtime relationship with a customer. And that if he and his team come out and do the right work for your family, you're always going to reach out to them in cases of an emergency or whether it's a water heater that just has gone bad on you.
And when your neighbor asks you, hey, who do you use for your plumbing? Or I'm thinking about getting a water softener. Who should I use? You're going to say Superior Water and Air, which is why Tim and I are so proud to recommend Superior Water and Air to you, because we use them and we trust them and we love them. And they do such a great job for us at a reasonable price. And it's one of those things where when you want to trust, you know, when someone comes into your house, you need to trust them. And we do. The guys from Superior Water and Air are wonderful.
Well, and my guess is that a lot of people like me have had experiences where they've invited somebody into their home to help, and then you feel almost like you've been ambushed trying to get them back out the door because they're trying to upsell you on three or four other things that maybe you don't need. There's a real difference between a service and a sales company, and Rob and his team at Superior Water and Air just want to make sure that you and your family are taken care of and happy when they leave.
Here's the number. It's 974-9090. Ask them about that home standby generator, too. I want your family to be safe. Home standby generator, don't forget.
Look them up at SuperiorWaterAndAir.com.
Talking to Natalie Randall, Director of Economic Development and Visitor Services for San Juan County, Utah. Natalie, because of COVID-19, a lot of people are choosing to vacation closer to home this year. A whole lot of stuff to do in San Juan County. That means it's not too late for a quick vacation down there.
Definitely. So oftentimes people don't realize San Juan County, Utah's canyon country, is just an extension of Moab, Utah. So just further south into the Four Corners region. There's some great things to do, from Bears Ears National Monument, some great hiking, backpacking, checking out local state parks, Edge of the Cedars, Museum, Gooseneck State Park, and then we also have some great national monuments like Hoban Weep and Natural Bridges with the dark skies in the area as well.
Gosh, this sounds like you're going to need multiple trips to get it all in.
I know.
You've also got tons of ATV trails and fantastic camping, I hear.
If you have an ATV, you can come down and enjoy some great ATVing, off-roading, horseback riding, biking, hiking. Sky's the limit there. If you're a movie buff, there's some great places to visit as well along the road, like the Forrest Gump Hill that goes down into Monument Valley. Definitely Forrest Gump, John Wayne, The Searchers.
And Westworld, too.
Oh, yeah, Westworld as well.
Natalie, people are still sweating the COVID-19 situation, and you guys have taken all sorts of precautions.
Yeah, so when a visitor comes down to San Juan County, look out for the San Juan Strong Promise, the promise that our businesses have made to uphold the clear guidelines for businesses and community members and visitors to stay safe and stay healthy during this time. One point to remember is even though Monument Valley may be closed, we do have a great lodge and tour company that's located down there, Goulding, and they remain open just outside of the Navajo Tribal Park.
Natalie, for more information on a trip down to San Juan, where do I go?
Just visit us at utahscanyoncountry.com, or you can call us at 1-800-574-4386.
Thanks to those of you that have already taken the time this morning to reach out to us on the Utah Community Credit Union KSL text line. That number, of course, 57500. KSL News Time, 6:15. The three things you need to know this hour. First,
9 people are in the hospital after a head-on crash near Saltaire. Officials say a pickup truck and a Ford Expedition crashed on the frontage road. I'm KSL News Radio's Mary Richards.
Second, the Davis School District is moving to a new plan to get students back in the classroom. Elementary students will return to the classroom Monday through Thursday starting September 28th. Secondary students start that schedule the week after.
Third, let's get a look at that drive-in brought to you by Mountain America Credit Cards. Find your faith.
Well, the right lane restriction northbound 15 near 90th South for overnight road work is now causing some stop-and-go as you go past the 90th overpass. Right now, mostly the right lanes. If you're eligible for HOV, you should be able to go by without any slowdowns. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
We get a lot of sunshine today on 91. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
59 downtown.
With KSL's top national stories.
From ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. The Gulf Coast getting hammered at this hour by Hurricane Sandy. The Category 2 roaring ashore in Gulf Shores, Alabama this morning, packing 105-mile-per-hour winds. Rain on the order of 2 feet. Right to ABC Chief Meteorologist Ginger Z in Mobile, Alabama.
I have a serious warning for anybody from Mobile to Panama City this morning. Do not leave your house. Do not go out because flash flooding will be the thing that kills people this morning, especially as this storm ever so slowly moves inland. Now, it is going to finally start to pick up speed later tonight into tomorrow, and it will track through Alabama, Georgia, South Carolina, and North Carolina. The number one thing that's going to happen here is that inland flash flooding. So Montgomery, Atlanta could pick up more than a half foot of rain.
Two more bodies identified in Oregon where wildfires have scorched entire communities. Authorities now using a mobile morgue. At least 20 people still missing. Air quality through the West, some of the worst in the world. As far as New York, experiencing the smoke from the distant fires. President Trump fielded questions from undecided voters in an ABC News town hall event in Philadelphia Tuesday night. Senior White House correspondent Cecilia Vega.
I've been following this president for going on almost 4 years now. I got to say, I think he enjoyed this. I think he felt like he came off looking pretty good in the end. And he very much liked having these exchanges one-on-one with voters. And you know, you saw a little bit of a different side to him. There was some empathy there. And that's a word that, you know, the president's critics say doesn't often get used with him.
In Rochester, New York, the city council taking action in the death of Daniel Prude last March in police custody. Council members voting unanimously to spend $100,000 on an independent investigation to find out what led to Prude's death and how much city leaders, including the mayor, knew before video of Prude's arrest was released by a newspaper 2 weeks ago. You're listening to ABC News.
All right, time for the KSL In-Depth. The West Coast fires continue to devastate entire communities from California to Oregon, and it's also creating some of the worst air quality in the world.
We get more now from ABC's Kaylee Hartung.
Hey, time to move the hose line up.
This dramatic new video recorded on a firefighter's helmet, capturing just how fast the Creek Fire overwhelmed crews in California earlier this month. Enormous flames engulfing homes on both sides, cars melting in the street, as whipping winds fuel thick clouds of smoke and plague visibility as firefighters maneuver through fiery streets. Overnight, those walls of fire still moving. A Ring doorbell camera capturing the moment the fire rages through the Sequoia National Forest and closes in on this home. In Oregon, toxic air blankets the state.
You can see the destruction this wildfire left behind here, but look around me. The smoke hanging so thick, this is the most polluted air in the world. State authorities say about 1 in 10 visits to the emergency room right now are related to this air quality. Did those numbers line up with what you're seeing here?
Absolutely. We've definitely seen an increase in respiratory illness, particularly in people predisposed to it.
So the air quality index, it works sort of like a thermometer. It runs from 0 to 500 degrees. Anything above 300 is considered hazardous, and as we have traveled across the state of Oregon, we have seen readings off the charts, upwards of 600. The warning remains here to stay indoors.
The worst air quality in the world. Watching cars melt before your eyes.
Yeah. They described it on my way in this morning, one health official saying that it's the equivalent, at its worst, it's the equivalent of smoking 8 packs of cigarettes a day.
Wow.
If you're out there breathing that stuff.
There's so many different horrors to this, to what's happening out there, yeah. And that's just one of them.
Yeah. We'll keep an eye on it, of course, with the help of ABC on the In-Depth at 15 and 45.
619 now, Triple Team Traffic brought to you by Mountain America Credit Cards. Find your fave. And back over to you, Andy.
Amanda, we've got a little bit of delay northbound on I-15 right now, going between 106th and 90th South. Crews have the right lane blocked off for overnight road work. They have not got it reopened yet. And as a result, traffic is backing up just like you'd expect with a lane restriction in that major heavily traveled part of the valley, I-15. Out on I-80 westbound into Tooele County, we've got a little bit of slowing as well. That's in a road work zone as well, but that's the area that's going to open up later this morning with that new extra lane between SR-201 and Lake Point. Eric?
Well, it looks like the southbound slowing that we had to I-15 in Utah County right around Tuppanogos Highway, that's gone back to normal, so you're at normal pace if you're heading down to Orem and Provo. If you're northbound, no problems there. Just a word of warning that the eastbound commuter lane, Tuppanogos Highway, will be closed until 4 o'clock this afternoon for some more further construction work. That's if things start to get a little bit busier, you might want to be aware of that. Heather?
We're looking pretty good through Weber and Davis County. Traffic getting a bit heavier now southbound I-15 between Clearfield and Farmington, but not quite enough to slow anybody down. You also have good speeds on US 89 and I-84 going through the mountains. Every day, UTA's bus operators go. Their unmatched dedication drives us forward and connects us all together. Thank your operator at rideuta.com/thanks. Heather Kelly in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the 9s. 90s for the next couple of days, but look what happens for the weekend.
Couple more 90s, sunshine and smoky today. We're up to 91, sunny 92 tomorrow, and then not as hot. Friday, the winds pick up a little bit. Partly cloudy, only 86. A few showers possible Friday night. And then scattered showers and storms on Saturday. It's cooler, too, the high of 75. A lot of sunshine on Sunday with a high of 78. And then it warms up a little bit. 81 on Monday, mostly sunny, and a pleasant 83 with lots of sunshine on Tuesday. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
And right now, boy, we have a cool morning this morning, 59 degrees.
Day in and day out, it doesn't matter whether there's a big sale or not. The Intellibed is the way to go for your wonderful night sleep. Because after all, the Intellibed is 3 times more supportive than memory foam. It cradles your hips and shoulders, relieving pressure points up to 60%. Better than foam mattresses. I love this one. It was so hot this past summer. It sleeps cool, non-toxic. It's incredible. 20-year warranty. That is amazing. Made in the USA. But here's the real good news. If you thought you missed the incredible Labor Day sale, no. They decided to continue it. They know a lot of people were out of town. You just might have been kind of asleep at the wheel on this. Well, they're continuing to offer up to $2,400 off when you buy a king or queen Intellibed combined with that state-of-the-art 455 adjustable base. But don't put this off. They've extended it, but it can't last forever. The best sleep of your life. We know this firsthand is waiting at Intellibed.
The kids are back in school, and it's time to take care of that quarantine cushion. For the entire month of September, Skinny Utah is offering 25% off all programs. That's right, 25% off all programs. Are you ready to feel better, get healthy,
and lose 20 pounds in the first 40 days with Skinny Utah? Then visit SkinnyUtah.com to get started. Skinny Utah has three convenient offices in Draper, Orem, and Centerville. Everything is 100% natural, no drugs or hormones, and no prepackaged meals to buy. You can choose an in-person consultation or a video call, whichever's easiest for you. Skinny Utah is following all PPE practices by wearing masks and disinfecting after every client to help keep you safe. Visit SkinnyUtah.com to learn how to save 25% off all Skinny Utah programs. Look your best. Feel your best. Visit SkinnyUtah.com. You have nothing to lose but the weight. That's SkinnyUtah.com. Do it for you. SkinnyUtah.com.
Hi, I'm Utah tax attorney Jordan Wilcox. When the IRS invades your life, keep in mind, it's not just you.
My name's Nora, and I had a trucking company. Everything was in my name, and I had to file bankruptcy. And I owed the IRS a bunch of money that I didn't think I'd ever get out of. And it took a while to get all this squared away, but it just put me in a bad situation.
Don't face the IRS alone. With everything in your life at stake, don't trust just anyone.
I owed $30,000 in taxes, and it was on machinery that I had to get rid of.
You need someone to fight for you.
We went down there and talked to Will Cox.
Visit TaxHelpUT.com and get relief today. Let's solve your tax problems now. Visit TaxHelpUT.com.
I felt like I had somebody on my side. I finally owed, it was like $3,000, and I thought, we can handle that. If it wasn't for them, I would still be in a mess.
That's TaxHelpUT.com.
It is a happy riches-to-rags story. Details from Sean Michael Lyle at the KSL National News Desk, brought to you by Superior Water and Air.
Well, Tim, Chuck Feeney is broke. The man who became a multi-billionaire selling duty-free luxury goods in airports decided back in the 80s he wanted to die broke, and he will. Feeney's 89 years old, signed final papers Monday, closing down his San Francisco-based Atlantic Philanthropies. Took that charitable foundation over three decades to give away all $8 billion. $8 billion, his daughter says.
I mean, I'm really proud of my dad. I think he's just really an extraordinary man. He's, you know, who does this, honestly, who does this?
Chuck Feeney does. He says giving away money is fun. Now looks forward to living out his final days penniless. Live at the KSL National News Desk, Sean Michael Lyle, KSL News Radio.
Maybe that's the fun part of having money is so you can give it away.
You're seeing more of that these days.
Yeah.
And guys like that saying, I'm not giving it to my family. I'm going to make sure there's some other causes that I contribute
wow.
to.
Watching Utah's Money brought to you by UCCU, Love Where You Bank. McDonald's says the release of their Travis Scott combo meal just 1 week ago has been so popular that some restaurants are seeing shortages of quarter-pound beef patties. The meal, named after a rapper, is essentially a quarter pounder with cheese plus bacon and lettuce.
Mm.
It also includes fries with barbecue sauce and a drink. Sounds good. Oh, on a side note, the McDonald's spicy nuggets are released today.
Yeah, and one of our texters says, those nuggets are spicy, with an exclamation point this morning. KSL Drives, Kia says it will be ready to launch its first electric vehicle next year. Kia has a goal of having a quarter of all their vehicle sales come from electric vehicles by the year 2029.
Let's take a look at your money at this moment and see what the futures are doing. They are up this morning. Dow is up just 5 points, but up is up. I'll take it. The S&P is up 15. That's about 0.4%. And the Nasdaq futures are up 120.5, and that is 1% full.
Still some flashing lights down there. Northbound I-15 at 90th South. Your traffic and weather is next.
Networth Advisory Group has been helping clients prepare for and successfully transition into retirement for the last 17 years. They've sent out thousands of copies of their book, The 20 Retirement Decisions You Need to Make Right Now. Recent events have made it more necessary than ever to have a personalized retirement plan in place. If you're concerned that the current economic environment will prevent you from reaching your financial goals, call Networth Advisory Group and talk to a fee-only financial advisor. Call 801-56-MONEY. That's 801-56-MONEY. With over 80 years of combined experience, they'll make sure you're on track for a successful retirement and can help you avoid some of the most common retirement planning mistakes. At Networth, their experts can help design a personalized plan for a solid financial foundation. Their advisors are fee-only and have a fiduciary obligation to give you advice in your best interest. Make your plan with Networth Advisory Group. Call 801-56-MONEY today.
After months of waiting, this week, a bonus episode of the Worldwide KSL Podcast, Cold.
There's a reason why police keep these kinds of documents so secret. It's such an invasion of privacy. And yet when we hear what they're saying, oh.
Cold, an exclusive production of KSL Podcasts, explores the life and disappearance of Susan Powell and the fate of her children and husband, Josh Powell. Download now, everywhere you find podcasts and on the KSL News Radio app.
6:29 and Triple Team Traffic back again, brought to you by Mountain America Credit Cards. Find your fave. What's it looking like, Andy?
Well, Tim, looks like they're getting the last of the barrels off of North 15 right now near 90th South. We've been waiting for that right lane to reopen. Now we've got a little bit of a delay off and on between 106th and 90th. But now as you reach 90th, you get back to the speed limit fairly quickly and zip the rest of the way through downtown. I-80 westbound a little bit heavy as you go out towards Tooele County where the SR-201 merge is. Eric?
I-80 out to Park City. Grab dry roads this morning. If we do have a little bit of westbound slowing going up to Parley, some of just probably a couple of slow-moving trucks there. The 215 eastbound looking good for northbounders heading up to Foothill Drive and Foothill at this early juncture. No delays going up to the university area. Heather?
Things are looking pretty good still through Weber and Davis County. We are seeing a bit more traffic on US 89, especially in the road construction zone between Layton and Fruit Heights. So that's slowing people down just a little bit. But you won't have any problems on I-15 Legacy Parkway or the West Side Belt if you're heading to the airport. Durden's Appliance and Mattress in Bountiful will check all competitors' prices and offer you the lowest price on your new appliances. Visit durdensappliance.com, brands you know at prices you'll love. Heather Kelly in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. And what about that forecast for today, Grant?
Been pretty hot weather lately. A couple more days of it. 91 in the sunshine today. A little smoky out there. 92 sunshine tomorrow. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
You're listening to Utah's Morning News with Tim Hughes and Amanda Dixon on KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Good morning, KSL News. Time now, 6:30.
It's 59 degrees.
Slowdowns on I-15 in Sandy starting to clear up. I'm Andy Farnsworth.
Our top story this half hour, Utah state law allows HOAs to ban home security cameras, and that's complicating a Mill Creek murder investigation.
State lawmakers heard about the issue yesterday. KSL News Radio's Mary Richards joins us live with the story. Mary?
Amanda, back in March, Linda Lemelka was shot and killed in the driveway of a home in Mill Creek. Her daughter told lawmakers that the murder investigation is complicated because there were no home security cameras there that caught anything. The Homeowners Association there bans outdoor security cameras. Utah lawmakers say they did not know that. Now they're looking at creating legislation. They say it seems HOAs are using a provision in Utah statute letting them ban anything they say looks unsightly from outside. Live, Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
Bountiful police say one of their officers was involved in a deadly shooting last night. Police say officers were called out to Viewmont High School because of a man armed with a rifle and a bow and arrow. They aren't saying what led to the shooting, only that officers fired shots and the suspect died. The man's name has not been released.
The Davis School District says the hybrid model has helped slow the spread. KSL TV's Dan Rascone reports.
The Davis School District has nearly 73,000 students enrolled across 90 schools. Over the last 2 weeks, they've reported 93 confirmed positive cases of COVID and 164 people on quarantine because of exposure at school.
The school board has voted to resume in-class instruction for elementary students 4 days a week starting September 28th, with secondary students beginning that four-day schedule 1 week later.
A Provo man has made an appearance in federal court on accusations he used a motorcycle to harass bison at Yellowstone National Park. KSL News Radio's John Wilczek joins us live with that story. John?
Yeah, Tim, a recently circulated video on Facebook shows two men on motorcycles off-roading in Yellowstone National Park, just feet away from a pack of bison. Police have since identified the two as brothers, and one, 25-year-old Dallin McAllister, lives in Provo. A park spokesperson says the two were driving off-road, allegedly near Fountain Flats Drive, which is on the western side of the park. In Yellowstone, visitors are required to stay 25 yards from any bison and at least 100 yards from bears or wolves. Both Dallin McAllister and his brother Tyler have pleaded not guilty to charges of operating a motor vehicle in prohibited areas and feeding, touching, teasing, frightening, or intentionally disturbing wildlife. Live, John Wilczek, KSL News Radio.
KSL weather now with Grant Wayman. Another couple of days with highs above average, and then a storm arrives, sending temperatures dropping and bringing in some rain.
It has been a while. We could use a little rain, and it looks like we finally have at least a little in the forecast coming our way here for Friday evening and Saturday when a system comes in, a front cools us off, and we're looking for temperatures to drop from the 90s today, tomorrow, to only 70s on Saturday and Sunday.
Grant says the storm moves out by Monday and temperatures start to climb back into the 80s.
Hurricane Sally is tearing up the Gulf Coast this morning. Let's get our top national stories with Sean Michael Lyle back live at the KSL National News Desk.
Well, Tim, Hurricane Sally has come ashore at the Florida-Alabama line as a Category 2 storm.
You can see falling trees. You can see flash flooding. You can see roads washed out, bridges washed out.
National Hurricane Center Director Ken Graham says the 2-mile-an-hour pace of this storm makes Sally much more dangerous than its wind category suggests. Pensacola, Florida already has seen over 2 feet of rain. Air quality along the West Coast is at dangerous levels, and smoke from a couple hundred wildfires has now reached New York City. Worst yet are the 36 people killed. This Oregon man lost 2 family members.
I never imagined in my life that something like this would ever happen, let alone to my mom and my brother.
Numerous massive fires continue burning with little containment. The presidential campaign drags on as candidates make flubs, of course, during endless speeches and interviews. The Democratic ticket got things backwards.
Harris-Biden administration is going to relaunch that effort.
A Harris administration together with Joe Biden.
Now, President Trump, though, in the meantime, faces constant criticism from media fact-checkers. Live at the KSL National News Desk, Sean Michael Lyle, KSL News Radio.
9 years after investigators wiretapped the phone of the man they believed killed Susan Powell, we finally have an idea of what police heard in those conversations. That's the subject of a bonus episode of the podcast Cold, out today. University of Utah law professor Matthew Toxin says the bar is very high for investigators to get permission to listen in on someone's phone calls.
For a wiretap warrant, you need more. So you need probable cause, but you also need to show, for instance, that you tried other methods to get this information and couldn't.
Reporter Dave Colley obtained records of those wiretapped conversations, shedding new light on private communications between Josh Powell and his family during the investigation. You can hear the full episode for free at thecoldpodcast.com or anywhere you listen to podcasts.
Coming up on KSL, some relief for Tooele County commuters who are frustrated with hours-long crash delays.
And Triple Team traffic.
As crews wrap up construction, there's still a little bit of delay on northbound I-15 coming up past 106th. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL News Time 636.
We're chatting with Dr. Bill Simakoski from Utah Stem Cells Joint Treatment and Wellness Center. Doctor, you do so many things with stem cells these days.
We can. You know, when we first got our start, when I say we, doctors collectively, we started treating using stem cells to treat joint ailments, things like arthritis, which is a lack of cartilage, ligament damage, tendons. A lot of times when people have shoulder issues, it's actually the rotator cuff tendon. It's not the arthritis. When you have a hip issue, sometimes it's the labrum. In the back, it's usually the tendons and ligaments that cause pain. It's not the disc that a lot of people think is the culprit. So depending on the different areas of the body, there are different musculoskeletal tissues that are the cause of people either experiencing pain or functional disabilities. And when we inject stem cells directly into these areas, we can get a very meaningful improvement. And so stem cells are the building blocks of your body. They can turn into any tissue in the body that the body requires it to become. In the cases of arthritis, we want it to become cartilage. In the cases of the rotator cuff tendon in the shoulder, we want it to turn into new tendon. But when I inject these into specific areas, they become those new cells, those new healthy tissue that they want them to become. So if you're contemplating a knee replacement, don't even think about it until you failed stem cell treatments first. The reality is that the stem cell treatments for people that are thinking about back surgeries, neck, hip replacements, shoulder replacements, knee replacements, in the vast majority of cases, stem cells permanently and effectively treat these conditions, get rid of the pain, and help with that functional stability, much higher success rates and a lot less chances of complication.
And you have a special offer.
Yes, consultations are always free. And if you go to our website, utahstemcells.com, you can get more information. Again, that's utahstemcells.com, and you get $300 off towards any stem cell procedure.
KSL News Time now, 6:38. A 17-year-old who gained fame on YouTube by beating all the boys in football is now suing to have girls tackle football sanctioned by the Utah High School Athletics Association. Mark Van Wagenen represents the SSA and says the association has no problem with girls tackle football. There's just not enough interest.
The association only sanctions sports that are full-grown.
But Sam Gordon, who's bringing the suit in federal court, says judging by her club team, there's plenty of interest.
A new exit lane is opening along I-80 westbound between SR 201 and SR 36. Commuter Brady Hawes says whenever there's a crash along that two-mile stretch, it becomes a massive headache getting home to Stansbury Park.
Well, it would take 15 minutes to get down to that exit. Would be like a two-hour wait in line. Nowhere to turn around, nowhere to go.
The extra lane will allow crews to clear up accidents sooner. UDOT says they studied it, and wait times could be cut up to 80% following bad crashes. KSL News Time is 6:39. Let's get another look at Triple Team Traffic brought to you by Mountain America Credit Cards. Find your fave, Andy.
Right now, Amanda, seeing delays I-15 between 114th and 106 South. The right lane still blocked at about 9800 South, so they're still in the process of getting all of the barrels off the road. But once you get past just before 90th, you're back to the full speed limit again. But for now, there is delay because of construction, not because of a crash. Eric?
I-15 looks good in Utah County right now. No problems as you work your way from Provo and Orem all the way up to American Fork and Lehigh. Over on Redwood Road right now at this early hour, no major problems as you head out of Saratoga Springs up to the county line. Heather?
We're seeing a few brake lights southbound I-15 from Roy into Clearfield. This is in the construction zone. I haven't heard of any accidents, and it's sort of off and on delays right now, just adding a minute or two to your commute. We also have some congestion on US 89 due to construction in Layton and Fruit Heights, but those are the only problems that we're seeing in the Weber and Davis County areas. Many parents today are researching the benefits of sending their child to a boarding school during the global pandemic instead of forced online learning, even private day school. Research wasatchacademy.org. Heather Kelly in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. Back to the Weather Center now to check in with Grant.
Heating up for at least a couple more days here. 91 the high today with sunshine, a little smoky, and then more of the same tomorrow up to 92. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
I think we've actually dropped a notch here. It's 58 degrees downtown.
So the new Apple Watch, have you ever had an Apple Watch, Tim?
No, all my kids do, but I don't.
The new one can actually check your blood oxygen level.
Wow.
We'll have more on that coming up in a moment here on KSL News Radio.
New stuff coming from Apple. We'll look at it next at 102.7 FM and 1160 AM. Thanks again for riding along, starting your morning with Tim and Amanda on KSL News Radio, Utah's all-day companion for news.
Join Pet IQ's hiring event Tuesday, September 15th and Wednesday, September 16th for a drive-through job fair. Pet IQ is hiring full-time production roles for both day and night shifts. Pet IQ offers a full benefits package, including health care, paid time off, and right now they're offering a $500 sign-on bonus. Pet IQ is redefining pet health, providing a smarter way for pet parents to take care of their pets. This starts with the best-in-class manufacturing facilities. Join the Pet IQ team now. Bring your resume to the Pet IQ drive-through hiring event at 1375 North Mountain Springs Parkway in Springville, Tuesday and Wednesday before 6 p.m. Or visit Pet IQ's career page at PetIQ.com for more information. On-the-spot interviews and job offers available for qualified candidates. And take advantage of their limited-time $500 sign-on bonus. Pet IQ is a team-oriented, growing company dedicated to helping pets live their best lives. Attend the event or visit PetIQ.com for more information.
Why are people rushing to get a living trust in Utah? Because if you only have a will when you pass away, it could be a one-way ticket to probate court. Everything you own, including your house, bank accounts, investments, everything, could be tied up in probate court for years. And it could cost your estate tens of thousands of dollars in legal fees. But you could avoid this by getting a free estate planning review from Boss Retirement Solutions in Salt Lake, winner of Utah's Best of State Award for Retirement Planning. If you've saved at least $200,000 for retirement, call to schedule your free review now at 801-682-4448. Be remembered as someone who left a legacy, not a mess. Call 801 801-682-4448. 801-682-4448.
This review is for information purposes only. Consult with a licensed attorney.
Day in and day out, it doesn't matter whether there's a big sale or not. The Intellibed is the way to go for your wonderful night's sleep. Because after all, the Intellibed is three times more supportive than memory foam. It cradles your hips and shoulders, relieving pressure points up to 60% better than foam mattresses. Boy, I love this one. It was so hot this past summer. It sleeps cool, non-toxic. It's incredible. 20-year warranty. That is amazing. Made in the USA. But here's the real good news. If you thought you missed the incredible Labor Day sale, no. They decided to continue it. They know a lot of people were out of town. You just might have been kind of asleep at the wheel on this. Well, they're continuing to offer up to $2,400 off when you buy a king or queen Intellibed combined with that state-of-the-art 455 adjustable base. But don't put this off. They've extended it, but it can't last forever. The best sleep of your life, we know this firsthand, is waiting at Intellibed.
How many times have you jumped in the car just a minute late to get your traffic and weather before you get out of the driveway? That'll never happen again if you just download the KSL News Radio app. You can listen to the traffic report you may have just missed. It's handy, and all the podcasts are available to you at your fingertips and powered by our friends at Any Hour Services. KSL News Time 6:44. The three things you need to know this hour. First, Bountiful police say officers shot and killed a man armed with a rifle and a bow and arrow outside Viewmont High School last night. His name has not been released.
Second, nine people are in the hospital after an apparent head-on crash along I-80 near Saltaire. Troopers aren't sure, but it looks like one of the drivers crossed the center median.
Third, let's see how those roads are doing. Brought to you by Mountain America Credit Cards. Find your faith.
Back up I-15 right now because of construction. The right lane's still blocked just halfway between 90th and 106th. And we've got some westbound delay on I-80 now as Highway Patrol does a slowdown. They've got it all stopped up just west of Saltaire. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
We get a lot of sunshine today on 91. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
59 downtown.
With KSL's top national stories.
Along the Gulf Coast, hurricane force winds now extend well inland now that the Category 2 Sally has come ashore. Gulf Shores, Alabama, taking the full power of the storm at landfall.
Tropical storm warnings extend well into Louisiana and Florida. Close to the center of the storm, Sheriff Hoss Mack in Baldwin County, Alabama, warns that anyone who stayed home will have to wait for rescue.
When the winds reach about 35 to 40 miles an hour, we can no longer have motor vehicles on the road. And certainly we cannot launch a boat.
Sally's slow pace means that the intense wind and rain will last longer in any given spot along the storm's track. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
Sally could dump 30 inches of rain in Alabama and the Florida Panhandle, winds topping 105 miles per hour. Power now out to a quarter of a million customers in the area. And residents now on their own in Orange Beach, Alabama. Police there now saying they're no longer able to respond to calls. Pensacola roads littered with debris. Residents warned that travel could be deadly and should be avoided. Dave Packer, ABC News.
All right, let's go in depth here. Apple has introduced a new watch. They say will check your blood oxygen level throughout the day.
We get more from ABC's Becky Warley.
In a virtual presentation from the spaceship-like Apple Park.
Let's get started with Apple Watch.
The company updating their flagship wearable device, adding tracking for kids, an altimeter, a brighter screen, and new cool colors and bands. But the main focus?
Apple Watch helps people understand so much about their health and fitness and to live a better day.
Specifically, tracking blood oxygen levels.
The new blood oxygen app lets you take a measurement in just 15 seconds.
An abnormally low reading could signal serious health issues. And Apple Vice President of Health, Dr. Sumbul Desai, says they're working with researchers at the University of Washington School of Medicine to explore how it could be used to more rapidly diagnose respiratory diseases, including COVID-19.
What we're doing is we really want to understand how measurements from your watch, physiological signals from your watch, including heart rate and SpO2, can be used to understand early signals or onset of respiratory conditions.
But Apple has caveats. It says the device, which shines light onto your wrist, is primarily meant to track fitness.
Being that the oxygen sensor isn't FDA approved, how do you think consumers should use the information they get?
I think it's just another piece of information that they can understand more about themselves.
And medical experts agree.
But we want to be sure we don't get either false alarms or false reassurance. And as with any tool that may help human health, we need to vet, validate, and test.
The watch already tracks sleep, sudden falls, and irregular heartbeats. But one more thing. Apple is adding a surprising health monitoring service that could absolutely save lives.
Automatic hand washing detection recognizes the motion and sound when washing your hands and encourages you to continue for the recommended 20 seconds.
Notable in yesterday's announcements was the absence of a new iPhone. Apple has confirmed a COVID-related production delay of a few weeks. And while no official date for the new iPhones has been announced, analysts speculate they will be released later this fall.
Who would have thought that the main attraction of a new iPhone was health-related?
Yeah. The Apple Watch.
I'm sorry. Apple Watch.
Yeah. That is a movement with many of these devices these days, is because they know everybody's more and more health conscious, especially now in the midst of the pandemic. As you know, my daughter works for Apple. I have the advantage of having a tech that I can call all hours of the day or night to get answers when my machines don't work. But I also am among the first to get to play with some of these things. So I'm looking forward to when she gets the new one in, I can take a look at it.
That's interesting. The in-depth at 15 and 45.
6:49 means time for us to get another look at Triple Team Traffic, brought to you by Mountain America Credit Cards. Find your fave. Let's go to Andy Farnsworth.
Right lane remains blocked for road work on northbound I-15 just after the 106 South exit. For those of you working your way towards downtown, we still have traffic sluggish back to about 114th South. If you're heading out into Tooele County, westbound I-80's been brought to a stop just west of Saltaire, as it looks like they're getting ready to move some of the barrels out of the construction zone on that new lane that they're opening up between SR-201 and Lake Point. Eric?
Trip out into the mountains, not bad this morning. I-80, you got dry roads out to Park City and through Provo Canyon. US 189 looks good out to Heber City. Down to Utah County, I-15 northbound and southbound is looking pretty good as well. You don't have any accidents or delays. Heather?
Overall, we have a pretty good drive up north in Weber and Davis County as well. There was a report of a minor fender bender on Harrison Boulevard right around 5600 South, but we never saw anything in that area. No slowdowns. US 89 getting a little bit congested in some of the areas, especially your bigger intersections like SR 193 and also Cherry Lane. You may not know this, but Diamond Rental can service and repair your construction equipment. Forklifts, excavators, aerial lifts, skid steers, generators, trenchers, they can service them all at Diamond Rental near you. Heather Kelly in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. And let's look ahead to that 7-day forecast and see what happens with our temperatures, Grant.
91, the high today with a lot of sunshine, a little smoky out there. More the same tomorrow, up to 92, sunshine and smoky. Then things start to turn. It gets a little breezy, not as hot on Friday. High of 86 degrees, partly cloudy skies, and then some showers possible Friday night. A lot of clouds on Saturday, only 75. More scattered rain showers and storms a possibility. And then we're up 78 on Sunday with mostly sunny skies. It warms up a little bit next week nicely. 81 the high Monday, lots of sun, and sunny only 83 on Tuesday. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
And right now it's 59 degrees.
We continue to follow breaking news along the northern Gulf Coast, where Hurricane Sally came ashore a little while ago as a Category 2 storm, the Florida Panhandle getting soaked with at least 2 to 3 feet of rain. CNN's Gary Tuckman just had an update from Pensacola.
So there is flooding. What we've seen so far, and this isn't a total look because we haven't been able to go around this entire island, but what we've seen so far is immense flooding, but not catastrophic flooding. That being said, we don't know what the rest of the day will bring out as they continue the search.
We'll get the latest on Hurricane Sally and the Gulf Coast coming up in the 7 o'clock report on KSL News Radio.
Boy, we have some great news from our friends at Utah Community Credit Union. You've heard of a HELOC, the Home Equity Line of Credit. Well, UCCU's version of that comes with a Visa card. So you not only have access to the equity with a swipe of a card, but it's backed by the safety and security of Visa. And boy, if that doesn't give you peace of mind, I don't know what will.
Yeah, it makes having a HELOC so easy to access. So you have the terrific interest rate of
that comes with this home equity line of credit, and you have such easy access to it with a Visa card only at the Utah Community Credit Union.
And of course, you're using the equity you've already earned in your home. And in the case of home improvements, which we do at our house or use the card primarily for, you're actually increasing the value of your home. So you're adding to your equity while you're getting it at those low interest rates that you can lock in for 10 years, no closing fees. You're never going to pay an annual fee or pay for a balance transfer fee if you want to move one of your accounts over.
So remodel or consolidate your debt, or just simply have that money there to give you peace of mind in case of emergency.
To open a HELOC or transfer your loan from another financial institution, just stop by any UCCU branch or visit uccu.com/equity.
Utah Community Credit Union. Love where you bank.
Say hello to the most modern airport in the country.
Say hello to beautiful views and spacious seating.
Say hello to more covered parking.
Say hello to on-site car rentals.
Now that the first phase of the brand new Salt Lake City International Airport is open, there's a lot for you to enjoy. The views, the technology, the efficiency, the variety of shops and restaurants.
Say hello to more electric vehicle charging stations.
Say hello to an airport with exceptional dining and shopping.
Say hello to a terminal built for tech-savvy travelers.
And one of the things we think you'll also like is our Fly Healthy Promise. We're committed to your safety, employing the absolute best practices in sanitation throughout the airport. As the world reopens to travel, it's not going to be the same. But when it comes to flying in and out of the new SLC, we think it'll be even better.
Say hello to your new Salt Lake City International Airport.
We're ready to fly when you are.
For more information, visit slcairport.com. That's slcairport.com.
You hear that? It's your dishwasher that's covered by American Home Shield, which you've loaded perfectly, humming away as you kick back on the couch. A perfect harmony. Keep that everything-in-its-place feeling with an American Home Shield plan. As a member, you'll have peace of mind knowing your budget is protected if that dishwasher stops humming like it should. An American Home Shield plan covers parts of up to 21 home appliances and systems when they wear out, no matter their age. If they can't fix your covered item, they'll replace it. For a free quote and $50 off any of their flexible plans, visit ahs.com/KSL. I'll say it again so you have time to write it down. Ready? It's ahs.com/KSL. Join American Home Shield today for $50 off any plan. Then, get back to the soothing sounds of your home and the confidence of coverage. Service fees, limitations, and exclusions apply. See plan for details.
Watching Utah's Money, brought to you by UCCU, love where you bank. This is kind of an interesting idea. AT&T is discussing the idea of offering wireless phone plans that would be subsidized by advertising. That means people would opt to pay less per month in exchange for allowing user-targeted ads to pop up on their phones.
Wow, that's interesting. Hmm. Let's take a quick look at your money at this moment. The Dow futures up 5. That's just a fraction. S&P futures up 15. That's 0.4%. And the NASDAQ futures up 120.5. That's 1%.
7 o'clock report right around the corner, but we'll check your traffic and weather when we come back.
You trust us for news and information in your car. Now trust us at home. KSL News Radio is your window to the outside world, keeping you informed on the coronavirus with updates every half hour, plus breaking news the minute it happens. Listen on your Amazon Echo or Google Home device. Just say, listen to KSL News Radio or download the KSL News Radio app. Text the word app to 57500. Take us home with you. KSL News Radio.
She's still the one for you. And acoustic wave therapy through Pulse Medical Clinic helps you be ready when the moment is right.
You may not know about it. You may never even heard of it. But it's going to change everything. And here's how. Pulse Medical Clinic applies acoustic wave therapy as a breakthrough treatment for ED. The way it works is simple. Acoustic wave therapy activates internal mechanisms to help create new blood vessels. This is a huge step forward in treatment. Guys, it's needle-free, drug-free, and a painless option for those suffering from ED. Looking to regain your love life? Don't wait any longer. Schedule your free consultation with Dr. Williams at Pulse Medical Clinic and get the recommended twice-a-week treatments for ED. And it's surprisingly affordable. Call Pulse Medical Clinic at 801-509-8888. That's 801-509-8888. Don't waste another moment. Call Pulse Medical Clinic.
Utah Gives Back is a story about Utahns helping those in need. Here's Select Health's Community Relations Manager, Greg Reed.
Healthy kids make engaged students. Children who are active and eating well are more likely to have improved concentration, are happier, and earn higher grades. But too many kids are not getting the exercise and nutrition they need. Select Health has created an online school-based program that helps teachers, students, and parents live the healthiest lives possible through B3, Brain Body Boost. This program helps 4th, 5th, and 6th grade teachers bring health education into the classroom while students get active through lesson plans, activities, and other online resources. The B3 curriculum is aligned with the Utah Health Education Core Standards, providing teachers with tools to complete these requirements. Participation is completely free. Teachers can earn free school supplies by completing the program tasks, and classes can earn grand prizes for being active. Students will enter their daily activity minutes online to track their progress. If you're interested in learning more, or are a teacher interested in signing up, go to b3kids.com. That's b3kids.com. Select Health recognizes the positive health impact from B3 as another example of how Utah gives back.
Utah Gives Back is brought to you by Select Health, your local not-for-profit health insurance company.
6:59, another look at Triple Team Traffic brought to you by Mountain America Credit Cards. Find your fave, Andy.
We've got delays on I-15 pretty thick right now from 123rd up past 106 South. They've finished pulling the barrels off of I-15 up by 9800 South, so we'll see how long it takes for the rest of the slowing to clear out. But that is your delay from an earlier lane restriction that stuck around into the 6 o'clock hour later than they had planned. Got some 201 freeway slowdowns westbound near Redwood, eastbound near 3200 West, and westbound I-80 still slow out west of Saltaire, but it does look like they're letting westbound traffic through now. Eric?
Have a little bit of congestion in Provo University Parkway at University Avenue, but overall, city streets not bad. In Utah County, and the major feeders getting over to the freeway look good. I-15, no problems so far. Heather?
No problems in Weyburn Davis County as well. Just traffic filling in on US 89 and 5600 South in Roy. Hercules First Federal Credit Union announces the opening of their newest location in Harriman. Stop by or visit HerculesCU.com for more on their competitive rates and other locations to serve you. Heather Kelly in the KSL Traffic Center.
Two more unseasonably warm days.
2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America. But this story is still unfolding. I'm Andrea Smartin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at kslpodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.